Discover the refreshing difference at Baxter Real Estate Company. While they welcome new faces, their agents are seasoned experts in the realm of real estate, particularly the captivating Twin Lakes area. With a treasure trove of knowledge and years of experience under their belts, their team offers unrivaled guidance to fulfill your property dreams. The area is experiencing a rise in listing inventory. Whether buying or selling, trust their experts to navigate the market with finesse. Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors to help you find that perfect property.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
Welcome to the Mountain Home Bomber Football Experience, only on Bomber Sports Network and Classic Hits 101.7.
Brad and Tobias bring the gridiron action straight to your living room. It's raw, it's real, and it's unlike anything you've ever heard or seen before.
Touchdown, Bombers! Boom! Boom! Barrett Miller, folks, just laid that old boy out. Bomber Nation's on their feet. All the hype, all the trash talk is done. It has all culminated to this moment right here.
And Dunlap fires through the line like a missile and sacks the quarterback for 5 yard loss.
Bomber Nation, get ready. It's time for Friday Night Football. Now we send it back live to the field with the boys.
Welcome back to the Southern Construction pregame show. Call them today, 870-405-2359. Guys, they work hard, and it's a hard work Friday, so we appreciate them big time being a sponsor of this pregame show. Let's get in a little bit to the captain's ref starting lineups, guys.
Captains, we do not know yet. I'm assuming it's going to be all of our seniors, if I'm Mount Home and I'm correct. Here they all come. We will do our best to get those to you guys and list off our seniors here. I do not have
– right now we got the referees. We can hit that real quick. So we got referees Steve Strum, umpire Jamie Smithson, head linesman Chris Little, line judge Dennis Marshall, bat judge Dodie Nielsen, and center judge Stan Sintz. So appreciate them being here tonight. They were up in the box earlier getting their last-minute instructions with the press box and clock, and they're down there getting ready to get things rolling.
So we'll list all Mount Home seniors here as we look across the way. Barkley, you can work on getting Van Buren's for us. But Mount Home senior, Jacob Chenoweth, Aiden Setzer, Dawson Dunlap, Talon Palmer, Ethan Clark, Brenton Setzer, Orion Ruescher, Destin Ford, Caleb Perdue, Lucas Boxstaller, Peyton Bodenhammer, Ivan Pinkston, Nate Henderson, Kingston McMeacham-Savea, Noah Greninger, Eli Jones, and I believe that's all that I have on here, boys.
Whole slew of them as they walk to the center field right now. Guys, this is one that we've been anticipating. This is a big game. Big night here for seniors. Big night here for Bombers. They're pretty pumped.
So let's go through our starting lineups for tonight. Guys, we're about 6 minutes away. Starting lineups here for – we'll start with our Mountain Home Bombers here. On the offensive side of the ball, left tackle, Caleb Perdue. Left guard, Nate Henderson. Center, Nathan Yarbrough. Right guard, Lucas Boxstaller. Right tackle, Eston Ford. X is going to be Bryce Kincaid. Quarterback, Barrett Miller. Cudworth will be playing the Y position. Gus Wilbur will – come in at the H. Jacob Chenoweth will be the tailback, and Talon Palmer will also be out on the receiver duties.
Playing offense for the Van Buren Pointers, at left tackle, number 50, Mr. Ethan Hurst. At left guard, number 75, Jacob Amangura. At center, number 64, Johnny Saxonfu.
Listen, I had it in basketball. That's the only reason I know. I gave you that one on purpose. I set you up. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
Just making it up.
At right guard, number 69, A.J. Thompson. And at right tackle, the senior, number 72, John Alexander. At quarterback, you got number 6, a junior, Hayden Williford. At the Y back or running back, you got number 1, Weston Wilcox. And at the X back, also a running back, number 0, Trenton Cooley. At the H back, number 10, Austin Riggs. Cameron Keller, number 32, also at running back. And out on receiver, Z back is what they call him, number 13, Phillip Steele.
Shutting down the pointer puppies tonight on defense for the Bombers, we got number 18, Talon Palmer, playing cornerback. Number 5, Barrett Miller, free safety. Dawson Dunlap, the dog back there. Number 24, cornerback, we got Jacob Chinnenwith. Linebackers tonight going to be Dawson Dunlap, Caden Del Soto, and Blake Bacco. And then them big, nasty defensive line getting it done up front. Aiden Setzer, Noah Grinninger, Eli Jones, Brenton Setzer. Guys, those are names you will hear a lot of tonight.
On the defensive side of the ball for the Pointers, cornerback Gabe Hale, free safety Landon Evans, Bandit, Donovan Akins, and cornerback will be Ian Rowe. In the middle, the linebacker position Rover will be Weston Wilcox, linebacker John Michael Fisher, and strong safety Darren Mays. Up front, you will see Caden Webb, A.J. Martin, Alex Welburn, and number 19, Braden Dawes. So that is the starting lineups tonight. You're in the Southern Construction Roofing Company pregame show. Make sure you reach out to them if you have any roofing needs. Guys, I told y'all they did an excellent job on our roof back at our office. Needed some extra shingles. Got a hold of Jared. He was going to get us hooked up to be able to fix some of those things. So excellent job for them. Hey, and let's talk a little bit about Brantley. That's Brantley's theirs, and they claim him on the field and off the field sometimes, but I'm hearing some mixed things on Brantley.
Man, there's going to be, and maybe we're getting into it too early, but there's going to be a little bit of controversy, quarterback controversy, man. Is he going to play next week? Is he not going to play? The verdict is not out. They do not know what's going to happen at this point. And how nice would it be to go into Greenwood? Barrett's done a great job, but I think even Barrett might find some relief with Brantley being back there taking the snaps.
I'm hearing, though, he might be done for the season, so I'm not sure how that's going to play out. There's all kinds of rumors that we're hearing. We'll try to catch him at some point in time or his family and talk with him, but you're up to hearing that he might play and he might not. And, you know, it's just kind of one of those that we'll see what's up. So Mountain Home has won the toss. We have deferred to the second half. Van Buren will receive. They will be going left to right on your screen and on the radio dial. Mountain Home will be going right to left. Mountain Home is in their all blues with gold numerals, white trim, and gold trim. Van Buren will be in all whites, white helmet, green lettering with a green stripe down the side. We are 2 minutes away from kickoff, guys. Any last words before we get rolling?
Well, I'm looking at the student section. It's rocking Western night, so I really appreciate that. You know, Westerners, they work hard.
They work hard.
And we're reserving a hard work night up here. But, man, I'm just pumped. I'm ready for some great football tonight. I've been so jacked since the performance last week to see, are the Bombers going to pick up where they left off?
Yeah, you know, I think just dominated last week and see if they can continue that run. I don't know that they got enough notoriety around the state for that win. Lake Hamilton's a hard place to go play and win. And not only did we win, I think their AD had told our athletic director that that's the first time in his tenure that they've ever been turbo-clocked at home. So that's a good feeling.
Well, somebody needs to put Rex Nelson on notice and send him this quick. Rex, I got a message for you, brother. I know you've been a big Lake Hamilton guy all season. And, man, how about them Bombers, baby?
How about them Bombers? He's been giving them a little bit of credit, but he's loved him some Lake Hamilton. And Mountain Home just went in and shut them down. Let's hope we can do the same for Van Buren tonight. Hit us up on the Hopper Termite and Pest Control text line with locations in Mountain Home and in Fayetteville. They can take care of you, 870-321-6839, as the Bombers are taking the field. But let us know who works hard. John Luke Hero texts us in, class of 13, said, how about some love for our teachers? They do work all day and don't maybe get the recognition they love, but they work hard all day for these kids, these student athletes. I agree, John Luke. Thank you for that text line. And hit us up. You can give your name and we'll shout it out saying that, or you can stay anonymous. But either way, we will give some love. We're 56 minutes away from kickoff. As we saw, Mountain Home will defer, so we will be kicking off first. We will get to see our defense, which has been the backbone of this team all year.
I'm excited. I'm super excited, guys. This defense last week, they were just nasty dogs. and I'm wondering if we just pick it up right up where we left off. But every kickoff, guys, we always love this song. Tribute to our man, Brad Hallworth. We miss you, Brad. Heard you had an awesome deal at the Baxter County Historical Society. I've heard many people rant and rave about how you did, buddy, but we miss you up here. We hope you're doing well, and we hope the Bombers put on a show for you tonight.
So our first quarter tonight is going to be brought to you by Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dr. Rawls, Dr. McConnell, and Dr. Sater are there to take care of your knees, guys. Had a little bit of an issue today. Those guys came in on their day off, met me up there, took care of our needs. What a great guy. I text him and say, we're blessed to have good friends like you guys and good doctors in our community. If you need anything orthopedic-wise, go take a look at them. They will take care of you. As Ballard is going to approach, and we are going to fake the onside kick, and instead we are going to pooch it back, and it's going to hit at the 30 and be fumbled around, but there is going to be a flag on the play. Mountain Home tried to get cute. They had Ethan Clark out there as well as Isaac Ballard. I think they were letting the senior get a kick in Clark as he was able to kick the ball down at the 30, but it is an offsides penalty. Mountain Home jumped the gun a little bit as we tried to do the fake onside kick and kicked it deep. We're going to push this back 5 yards. We'll now kick this off from the 35-yard line, and we will bring our normal crew as Vacco replaces Clark here.
You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home. Let's try it again. One more time with feeling, guys. Can't go wrong with the Stones. I say let him kick it through the uprights. Let him just boot us.
Let him get it on there, huh? We're going to see what we got as Ballard approaches the ball, and he's going to kick it right down the middle. Low line drive is going to be fielded at the 20-yard line from Van Buren. He's going to try to bring it out around the left side, and Mountain Home is going to do a great job on kickoff coverage as they bring him down at the 35. That is where Van Buren will start this opening offensive possession.
Number 19 there. Is that Braden Dawes? 6 foot, 200 pounds. He looked like a load. He looked like he was a big kid.
Yeah, and I tell you what, Van Buren's offensive line's hitting the field right now. They look big. I mean, these boys look like they can do a little bit of work out there, Tobias.
See how these defensive dogs stack up to those Van Buren pointers.
I know where I'm putting my money.
Me too. I'm stacking all the chips on blue tonight.
Van Buren will be in a shotgun set as they send Cooley in motion. They're going to hand the ball off up the middle. Mountain Home is doing a great job stuffing that as they're going to give him 2 yards on the gain. Forward Progress has him out to the 37-yard, going to bring up second down and 8.
And a senior on that tackle, big number 43, Brenton Setzer in there, just causing problems.
Williford, the quarterback tonight for Van Buren, off to his side. Looks like he's at number 12, guys, and my eyes are getting bad. Williford's going to take the snap in the shotgun. He's going to look to pass, and Mountain Home is right there. Great job. Jacob Chenoweth coming in on the coverage as he was trying to find Austin Riggs on the right side. Chenoweth came in and hit Riggs, knocking the ball loose. Incomplete pass. Going to bring up third down and 8.
What a great hand on the ball there. Did y'all see how he just snuck his hand in there to break that deflection? I mean, man, that's awesome.
I thought he heard footsteps, but you're saying he got a hand on that ball?
Yeah, it looked like he kind of batted. He got it right inside, right between his side and his elbow there.
So Landon Evans is the tailback. He's going to be back. Sorry, that was 32 in motion. Williford's going to take the snap and shotgun. He's going to throw the ball over the middle. Ball is up in the air and almost picked off. Blake Vacco did a great job sitting down on Cooley as Williford tried to hit him. He was going to be short of the sticks when it hit. The ball bounced up in and out of the hands of Talon Palmer. Mountain Home almost with a huge possession changing play here in this early with 11:17 left in this Twin Lakes Orthopedics first quarter.
And Crow talked about it, Brad. I mean, there's your defense doing work. 1, 2, 3, get off the field. Offense, time to go. And that's such a confidence boost for that offense coming out onto the field.
Van Buren back to punt as the punter will catch this ball at the 22-yard line once it is snapped. The ball is snapped. It's a short snap, and he fields it on the short hop. The ball is going to be kicked. It's going to bound at the 40-yard line. Going to check up and take a Mountain Home bounce and be downed at the 38. That is where Mountain Home will start their opening possession of this game.
That's where we're going to see if this Mountain Home offense can pick up. Did a great job last week, but, see with Barrett at the helm and see if we can run. We like to run. See if we can get it going here tonight.
I call a pass, first play. Play action pass.
Take a shot.
Barrett's going to be in shotgun. He's got Chenoweth behind him. going to be a hard count to kind of see what Van Buren's going to do. They look like they're in man with no safeties over the top, boys. If you want a shot, here's your chance to take it. Barrett takes a snap, puts it in the belly of Chenoweth. He stays up the middle. He's going to get past the 40, get pushed all the way out past the 45 to the 46-yard line. Why would we take a shot when we can get 7 yards just like that?
And right there, bulldozers getting it done. The road graders.
They're going to give him 8 yards as he gets out to the 46-yard line, second down and two. Barrett takes a snap. We're going to fake the handoff this time. Barrett's going to keep it up the middle. Look at that offensive line create a hole as Barrett gets past the 50-yard line down to the 47-yard line of Van Buren and Mountain Home quickly in Van Buren pointer territory.
And that's that run game, that deadly run game the Bombers bring. They don't have an answer.
Same setup. We're in the pistol. Barrett's going to take the snap, hand it to Chenoweth. He's going to take initial contact. It's like a Van Buren player helmet comes flying off. Is this going to be no gain? As it looks like big number 99, Alex Welburn in on that tackle, senior for him, made the tackle with his helmet off. Really good play there by number 99, Alex Welburn.
Yeah, it'd be nice not to have that 6'4", 330-pound player in the way.
He's a big one to play.
Yeah, he's a big one.
He's a big one. He clogged that hole and did a great job making the tackle there. Barrett's going to be in shotgun. He's going to hand it off to Chenoweth. Chenoweth is going to get around the right side as he's going to get pushed forward inside the 45 down to the 44-yard line of the pointers. Bring up a huge third down and 7 early in this game for Mountain Home.
Guys, I love to see this offensive line getting it done. I thought a lot this week about what we could do for that offensive line, and I think, man, it's the big show.
I love it. As a snap is going to be handoff up the middle with Chenoweth is going to keep the ball. He's going to get close to first down yardage as he gets inside the 40 down to the 38-yard line. Going to bring up fourth down and a short one for Mountain Home. And, boys, I think you're going to see us keep it on the field. Is that Barrett or Chenoweth there?
That was Chenoweth there, far. And here comes the big boy back in.
Yep, and there's going to be a quick snap from Mountain Home. But it looks like they're going to be in illegal formation. Didn't get set enough. Going to push us back 5 yards. We had the first down guys on that carry. It's going to bring up fourth down and 6 after the 5-yard penalty here.
I think 6 puts them out of range, maybe.
I think they go for it.
Yeah.
I mean, you're on your side of the 50. It's a nice, cool November night. Why not? You know, just why
well,
not?
If it was hot, would you not go for it?
Or if it was too cold, if it was snowing.
So we are indeed going to bring a man in motion as Gustin come through. And look here. Mount Home was able to get Van Buren to jump off sides. Big number 99, Welburn was back in. Barrett hard count. Welburn couldn't contain himself. He gives us the 5 yards back. And it looked like, guys, we were going to pooch punt that and put him down deep with 9:07 left here in this Twin Lakes Orthopedic first quarter, 0-0 the score.
Yeah, pin them, but that changes now. Now they're looking
You're going for it there. We were going to pooch punt that, but now we got it set up with the big boy package in. Barrett tries the hard count again. Mountain Home looking to the side. He's got Eli Jones and McMeacham. Savea in there. Handoff up the middle to Chenoweth. He's going to keep his feet churning. Box Stoller's going to get behind him and push him. There's the big show doing work as he makes it all the way down to the 35-yard line. First down yardage and a couple more. Mountain Home first and 10 at the 35.
How bad does that just defeat their will? I mean, they're on roller skates right now. That offensive line is just blowing them out.
Barrett's going to be in shotgun. He's going to take the snap. It's going to be a handoff again to Chenoweth. He's going to stay patient around the right side as he's going to go around that right side of that line. Going to pick up 3 yards as he gets down to the 32-yard line. Going to bring up second down and 7. What do they like, Big Eston Ford and Box Dollar on that side over there?
How can you not like to run behind those guys?
Hit us up on the Hopper Termite Pest Control text line. Locations about home in Fayetteville, 321-6839. Tell us who does hard work that needs some recognition tonight. Barrett's going to drop back to pass. He's got Palmer one-on-one. He throws it to the corner, just overthrows Palmer at the pylon. Had him one-on-one, put it out there where his speedy receiver could go get it, but just overthrew him a little bit, bringing down third down and 7.
This quarter brought to you by Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, keeping your life in motion. Call them today, 870-424-3400. They work hard every day.
Yeah, they do.
They're awesome.
Barrett's going to take the snap. He's going to fake the handoff to Chenoweth. Keep it up the middle. He's got room, guys. He's inside the 25, 15, 10. It's a foot race. Touchdown, Bombers! Barrett Miller with the quarterback keeper gets into pay dirt from 32 yards out, giving Mountain Home the first score here, 6-0 with 7:51 left in the Twin Lakes Orthopedic first quarter.
That kind of broke left a little, broke right, and found the seam, and he was off to the races.
That's what Bear gives you, the speed, as the kick is up and is blocked. The kick is blocked. No good. Guys, special teams has had problems for Mountain Home. Let's hope that doesn't come back and haunt us. Nonetheless, Mountain Home takes the early lead, 6-0, 7:51 left here in this first quarter. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 70 years, we at the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas have had our game face on. Our passion for delivering reliable, affordable power to every corner of Arkansas is stronger than ever. And with 17 electric distribution cooperatives, we cover more than 60% of Arkansas. That's power to more than 500,000 homes, farms, businesses, winter, spring, summer, and cool fall football Friday nights. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, powering the thrill of Friday night lights.
Children grow up so fast, but it takes just a moment to plan for their future and their education. Start saving for your child or grandchild today with the Arkansas Brighter Future 529 plan. It's a new name, but the same great way to grow education savings, from pre-K to college or trade school. Visit brighterfuturedirect529.com.
To learn more about the Arkansas 529 plan, its investments, objectives, risks, and costs, read the official statement available at brighterfuturedirect529.com. Paid for by the Arkansas Brighter Future Fund Committee.
Was that our kicker?
That was our kicker, baby!
Two! Torrey Williford takes the kickoff back inside of Mountain Home territory and meets Isaac Ballard at the 46-yard line as Tobias is going crazy.
There's
over here.
Mass carnage back here.
Oh, my gosh.
That fires me up, boys.
Dude.
I love to see kickers make hits like that.
Like, what's his
McAfee.
Name?
Yeah, McAfee. How's Pat McAfee Jr.? First and 10, Van Buren at the 46 of Mountain Home. You're seeing the running back in motion. They're going to throw it out, and he drops the ball. He drops it. I think I would drop it too, as Keller tried to complete the pass out there. He had bombers bearing down on him. After watching the smoke that you just got taken, I don't know that I'd drive one hole on that ball either.
If the kicker can bring the wood like that, that's who right. knows what these linebackers could do. That's got to be what they're thinking right now.
Williford is in the shotgun. He's got Keller to his right. Williford takes the snap, looking to pass. He's looking down the right side. Mount Home getting pressure on him as they gets a, loses a tackler. Like Brent Setzer came in and Vacco as well. Almost had Williford for a sack, but he's able to elude a tackler, get 3 yards, bring up third down and 7. As Van Buren has the ball at the 43-yard line of Mountain Home.
Did Vacco smother him up a little bit there?
He smothered the Waffle House special.
Smothered and covered.
Williford going to be in the shotgun. Looks to the sideline as the whole offense turns and looks over there. Got trip receivers to his left, a single on his right side. Going to the offensive line, calling the play out. Third and 7 as Mountain Home tries to get off the field with 6:55 left here in this first quarter. Williford, he's going to pass it down the side. He's got a man and overthrows his receiver. Jacob Chenoweth was running stride for stride with the receivers. He was running down the right sideline. Great job by the senior defensive back on coverage. Incomplete pass. Going to bring up 4th down and 7 at the 43. Van Buren has a decision to make here, guys.
It looks like they're going to bring on the punt team.
That pass was intended for Phillip Steele, just over the head of Steele. Would have been a great catch. Nonetheless, they are bringing in the punt team on this 4th down and 7 at the 43-yard line.
Great play on that last one by Chenoweth. He was stride for stride with him. Really had him on a nice coverage, and I don't think that there was a chance.
Moved. Yeah, we got a false start as all of Mountain Home's line is pointing. It's going to be 5 yards. Going to push Van Buren back past the chains. What a great job by your defense, guys, to come in after the big kickoff return into plus territory of Mountain Home, and it's going to be a lost yardage drive by the time they punt this ball. It's like the Bomber crew announcing gets that some limelight, some love here. On the who works hard. Appreciate that. Said we're better than the Fox crew. Terry Bradshaw, all that crew. Strahan. I don't know about all this.
I'm not sure Bradshaw is the level of. He's all right. He's all right. Well, they're thinking it over down there. I'm not sure what.
I don't know what we're talking about here. Matt's hard up in the hills.
Matt is hard. He's not sure how elevation far to go there.
Change. He's got those half yards.
Yeah, he's thinking it over.
Quarter yards.
Quarter yards. That was. We're there, aren't we?
We are.
I didn't see points and decimals in your stats there, Barkley. No, you're rounding up or down?
Some. I just pulled it back.
Van Buren set the punt here. Now it's 4th and 12 after the false start penalty. The snap is back. This time it's a good snap. The kick is away. It is a high one. It is going to bounce at the 20 and check up and be down about. That's going to take a Van Buren roll inside the 15 down to the 14. 6:36 as the clock is going to stop here. Mountain Home with their second possession. They will start this deep in their own territory at the 14-yard line after a great punt by the Van Buren punter.
As well as they ran it last time, I think we could go right back to the run here, guys, and let the offense just let those guys do what they do.
Well, and don't let anybody tell you Barrett Miller can't throw the ball. I mean, he stepped back once, pop, and chunked that thing 47 yards.
We got zero receivers. We got one receiver on the short side here as Mountain Home gets over the ball. This first quarter brought to you by Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dr. Rawls, Dr. McConnell, and Dr. Sater, check out them for all your needs. It's going to be a handoff around the left side as Chenoweth is going to drag tacklers out past the 20, almost to the 24-yard line. It is going to be enough for a first down.
Don't put off pain. Call Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine today, 870-424-3400.
Mount Home quick on the ball. They're going to hand off the ball. They're going to push for 1 yard as the handoff goes to Chenoweth. Can get across the 25, down to the 26, 2 yard gain, and we have second down and 10.
I tell you what, for being a big boy, 99 can move. Like he can get around that.
Wilburn, yeah, he can. He clogs that middle up there. So Dr. Souter, Dr. McConnell, and Dr. Rawls do a great job. Check them out if you need anything. Like I said, they helped me out today. Great.
It's nice
guys
to have them on the sidelines. I mean, they're down there right now. What reassurance you have?
Barrett's going to take the snap. He's going to roll out right, and he is going to be covered up, and the ball is going to be knocked loose. Barrett had that ball out looking like he was set to pass. The ball's knocked loose. It looked like Van Buren had a chance to get on that ball with two guys right there, but who came out of there for Mountain Home? Looky there, big Nathan Yarbrough, the big center, following the play, watching the play, still stayed in. After the fumble, he pulled that away in that, didn't he? You guys that are in the O-line, you know what happens in the bottom of those piles, and Yarbrough won it. Mountain Home avoids an early turnover here. It's going to be no gain. 3rd down and 7 with 5:20 left here on the clock in the first quarter.
Gets a little violent down there.
Yeah. Bombers leading 6-0 as Barrett takes a snap. He's looking to pass. It's going to be an inside screen to Chenoweth. He's going to do the okey-doke. Make a man miss. Get up past the 40 to the 45. Get run out of bounds at the 47. He had a defender right on him that was going to be tackled for about a 6-yard gain. And he went, what?
Get that man, dude.
Turned her around and made something out of nothing. And, man, what a great job. Barrett on the ball quick, going to fake the handoff to Chenoweth, keep the ball up the middle, should be a face mask. I don't know that they're going to call it. He's getting up asking for it, but he's going to get 2 yards. We have 2nd down and 8. Yeah, got a great talk. Appreciate the Crookers. Hey, the Lady Volleyball team made it to state, had a great season, got beat by Shiloh, and they're playing for the championship tomorrow. So Lady Bomber Volleyball team finished up their season, but did a great job making it to the state tournament. Mountain Home fumbles the ball this time. Chenoweth gets hit from behind as he grabs the ball, and Van Buren is right there to fall on it. They are going to get this turnover at midfield at the 50-yard line.
He kind of fell weird, hit weird, kind of stretched him out there and just dribbled it out, unfortunately. He hasn't put the ball on the turf very much this year. You haven't seen a lot of that.
No, we haven't seen many turnovers, and, you know, that's what – see, but this is where our defense – we set it up. We had a short field last time we got off the kickoff, and we just got to stop and got to punt. Let's see if we can do the same thing. Van Buren. Williford is going to be set. He's got Keller off to his left. Handoff is going to be inside to Keller, the Air Force commit, as he rumbles his way down inside for 4 yards. We're going to get down to the 46-yard line. Going to bring up 2nd down and 6.
Air Force, that's a pretty big school. That's pretty awesome.
Yep.
We got to catch up with the defensive box this week, those guys in the front 7. And, man, what a good time we had. We got to We had the central heating and cooling offered step up. We went over to Fat Boys, ate some smash burgers, but that competition was pretty awesome.
It was fun.
I got in the ice box at the meat shop.
Williford takes the snap. He's going to hand it off to Keller up the middle. He's going to fight for 3 yards, get down to the 43-yard line, but it's going to bring up third down and three for Mountain Home. Miss Linda gives us some love, too, as hard work. Says, goes to Brad, Buckley, and Tobias on the broadcasting crew. Thank you, Miss Linda. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
3:30 left here in this first quarter. Third down and three as Van Buren has the ball at Mountain Home 43-yard line. Williford takes the snap. He's going to stay with Keller inside, and I don't think he's going to get it. He's going to get tackled short. Mountain Home right there on the tackle. He's going to bring up fourth down and one as it looked like Eli Jones in there doing work.
Yeah, Eli Jones.
Big Eli Jones.
Doing work. Fourth down and one. Let's see if we can get this crowd into it here. 3 minutes left here in this first quarter. Mountain Home leading 6-0, trying to get off the field after the turnover. Handoff is going. Eli Jones in the backfield. Eli Jones meets Keller. As soon as Keller meets the ball, it is a 4-yard loss. Mountain Home gets off the field. As here is Eli Jones doing work for us.
There, Eli Jones on that third down. First, he pushed his guy 2 yards in the backfield, shed that blocked and pick up the running back. And then that one, it's like he got shot out of a cannon.
Mountain Home's defense steps up big right there. Gets us off the field after the turnover, only losing 5 yards. And Chenoweth, we're going right back to him. As he gets the ball here, rumbles out to the 48-yard line. He'll pick up 3 on first down, bring up second down and 7.
Man, having a defensive line that can give you those kind of stops is just wonderful. Makes you want to play country music.
Like, God, I got to get way more blues for Eli. We're a little behind on that one, but we got him. Sorry, Barrett's going to take the snap. He's going to fake the handoff to Chenoweth. He's getting room off the right side as he's going to get first down yardage and then some as he goes out past the 45 of Van Buren to the 43-yard line. Mount Holmes got this offensive train rolling now.
Miller shed 3 tackles on the way for that 8 yards. It was a beautiful run. He hit the hole very quickly.
It's Miller time. Miller's going to keep the ball up the middle again. He's going to get down to the 40, pick up 3 on first down. Guys, it's just 3 and 4 yards a clip, and all of a sudden we bust as we got 1:58 left here in this Twin Lakes Orthopedic first quarter. I mean, second down and 7 at the 40-yard line as Mountain Home snaps this ball. The next time they snap it.
Getting up on it.
Bear's going to take the snap. Chenoweth up the middle. Going to stay patient with his hand on the back of his lead blocker. Fight all the way down. Almost a first down yardage. They're going to say he's 1 yard shy as he picks up 6 of the 7 that he needed. Going to bring down to the 34-yard line. Third down and 1 Mountain Home.
Following big number 44 right there. Up through the hole. Just let him lead. Look like a snowplow.
Barrett's going to take it. It's just going to be a direct snap as he's going to keep it. Stay patient. Get first down yardage as he rumbles out past the 30 yard. Guys, look at all of our – look at Kingston Savea down here. He is just like 5 yards down the field just blocking people, right? I mean, at first down and 10, Mountain Home at the 30. We've got 1:07 left here in this first quarter, brought to you by Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Barrett's going to take the snap, fake the handoff, Chenoweth, make some guys miss in the box. It's another foot race, boys, as he gets inside the 5-10. Drag in tacklers. Push him in, boys. Push him in. They are going to get him almost down to the 1 yard line as Barrett refuses to go down. Nathan Yarbrough comes down there with some assistance trying to push him in, but they mark him down at the 1 yard line. Going to be first and goal for Mountain Home. Caleb Perdue down there as well, helping push him in.
There's something about Barrett. Once he crosses that 35-yard line, it's like he can already smell the end
zone. He just got the end zone on his mind, doesn't he? Mount Holmes got the big package in. Handoff, senior Jacob Chenoweth, touchdown Bombers! The senior stayed behind that left side of his offensive line. Nate Henderson and Caleb Perdue rumbles in. Rumbles in from 1 yard out, bringing Mountain Home 12-0 here with 25 seconds left in this first quarter.
Biggins, just get it done up front, guys. What a way to just roll over him right there.
Ballard's back. The snap is back. The kick is up, and the kick is good. We're able to get this one through and convert the extra point. Mountain Home leads 13-0 with 25 seconds left in this first quarter. Shout out to the Mountain Home NJROTC. They have their first drill meet of the season this weekend in Willard, Missouri. Those guys do a lot of hard work behind the scenes.
They do. My son's up there with them, man. They do a great job. Shout out to all those kids. I think the seniors are actually, once they did the walkout tonight, the seniors were going to drive up to be with the rest of them in Willard. Pretty cool.
I'm going to give a shout out, Brad. Me and you on Sunday had the beautiful and hard task of replacing Deacon doing PA for the youth football. It was so hard. So much harder.
Deacon does an excellent job getting the crowd hype, doing what he does over there. And, man, I'm telling you, he does an excellent job. It was hard. It was hard work. We were like, what do we say? What do we do? You were nervous. I'm like, we talk on the radio all the time. How are you nervous?
I didn't know what to do with my hands.
You couldn't just speak freely. That's great.
25 seconds left in this first quarter. Mountain Home leads the Van Buren Pointers 13-0 as Ballard is set to kick this ball off. It's a low driving squib kick. They're going to stay away from the guy who had it last time at Mountain Home on the coverage is awesome. They do a great job as that ball was fielded by number 19 for Van Buren. He brings it out to the 31, maybe 32-yard line. Del Soto in on that tackle for Mountain Home. We first down and 10, Van Buren at the 30. They're going to give him the 33-yard line.
Score again brought to you by Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. They offer stem cell treatment and platelet-rich plasma therapy as well as steroid injection treatments. Give them a call today, 870-424-3400. Don't put off joint pain.
Hayden Williford back for Van Buren in the quarterback position. Keller flanked to his right. He's going to send Keller in motion. As we got a flag and a stoppage of play, it's going to be a delay of game for Van Buren. I noticed they were getting slow coming off the field, off that kickoff, guys. And that's a penalty that's hard to swallow there if you're a coach.
Yeah, I mean, those stat lines, once you start out behind the sticks on any sort of first down, I believe it's somewhere around like 18 to 22% that you have probability of getting that first down. I guarantee you Aries drooling right now with that little –
And Mountain Home's had three and outs and been in bad position on two of the drives. And so now you're letting them lick their chops a little bit here. So we got our nickel defense in, three defensive linemen, and Eli Jones is pressuring the quarterback. We come up and we're able to get the sack as he's able to pick up 3 yards, maybe four of the five that they lost back. Bring up second down 11 as he gets out to the 32-yard line. Guys, Eli Jones is doing work up there on the front tonight, isn't he?
Well, intangibles, Brad, even though he might not make every play, he's causing problems on every play.
And that is going to bring us to the end of this Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine first quarter. Mountain Home with a 13-0 lead in this opening frame. We'll be back. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
Tired of paying that high cable or satellite service bill every month? Or what about paying for multiple streaming services and have to switch between apps to get everything you want? Brad's Home Entertainment has your solution. All your networks, weather, news, sports, and entertainment in one box. Pay yearly programming and it breaks down to as little as $35 per month. Thousands of channels at your fingertips. That's at Brad's Home Entertainment, home of Big Box Brad. Call or come by to see for yourself. 877-492-0700 or bigboxbrad.com.